Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone, no matter what stage of life you're in. If you haven't already, would you take a second to subscribe to this podcast? That means every Monday, when a new podcast comes out, it'll just show up in your queue, ready to listen to. It also helps Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere else know that you like the show and it'll recommend it to others. And if you really want to help us out, you could leave a rating or review. Reviews are life to podcasts, and yours would mean the world to me. Hey, today we are working our way through the series, It's Time for Change. Today's conversation is with my new friend, Kaylin Thompson. Today, Kaylin and I are talking all about owning our strengths and learning to lead from them. In one way or another, we are all leaders, from managing our homes to our kids' schedules, work schedules, meetings, and beyond. We all lead in some capacity. Kaylin is a team building and hiring coach, helping business owners make strategic hires so they can serve more clients and scale their businesses. I'm so excited for you to listen and hear how Kaylin talks about owning our strengths and leading from them. So friends, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey y'all, I'm so excited to be sitting down with a new friend today, and we're going to be talking all about change and leadership and all of that as we are in our Time for Change series. And I'm just so excited to be sitting down with Kaylin Thompson. Kaylin, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I'm so excited.
This is so fun. So first, what's in your cup?
Right now, decaf coffee. My husband told me that I need to slow down on the full calf. So I am sad to say that I have decaf in my cup.
So Kaylin, can you tell us a little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, I'm a hiring and team building consultant for online business owners and really business owners anywhere. Most of my clients are online, but a lot of them are in person too. So if you're a business owner, I help you strategize for your first hires, and I help you make a plan so you're not heading into hiring with desperation or a feeling of anxiety and fear. I help you prepare your systems and your heart far in advance so you're heading into hiring with joy, really. So that's what I do.
That's awesome. So when you're working with people who are ready or who haven't waited to hire people, because I think sometimes, especially in the online entrepreneur spot, it's the cool thing to do to get a team. Like, we just need a team.
Yeah.
And what are some mistakes people do when they like get on that team building bandwagon?
Oh, well, they wait too long to get ready. So a lot of times what I see, people will put themselves into to situations that don't set them up for true success because they wait too long to get ready. And so what that does, if you are not vision casting far enough in advance, so I highly recommend everybody to start preparing at least a year in advance for their team, because there's a lot of work involved. And what one of the biggest mistakes that I see people do is waiting until they need help yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, now it's ready. You know, I have the cash flow coming in and I actually really need the help and support in order to keep making money with clients. I'm going to go out and hire. But what position that puts you in is you're going to grab the first hand that comes along to help you. And you're looking at things through a lens of desperation and I need help, and not from clarity and going slow and intentionality, purpose and joy. So that's really the biggest thing I see. If you prepare months and months in advance, you're able to see your first hires and your next hire coming from miles away, and you're going to be taking very intentional steps to pave a solid foundation for it.
Yeah, that's so smart. So what are those first things that we're looking for as we get ready to build out? Like, are we looking at like, okay, so my inbox is full and it's taking me a lot of time to do it myself, or I hate sending emails. Obviously my inbox is kind of my problem. So how do you prepare? What's the first steps in preparing or vision casting even?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is admitting that you want to lead a team. A lot of my clients have pushed it off for so long because there's this fear of leadership and there's a fear of of leading in general because we think that we're not prepared for it. Or in a lot of my clients, like me, there's this feeling of we've had to repress the leadership in our heart for so long because we thought it was a thing to be ashamed of. I remember so many group projects and just times through high school and college and life in general where I've stepped up and people have told me I'm bossy or they told me to quiet down. I have too many ideas, too much. You're just too much. And you think, okay, I need to tuck that away. And over the years and in, you know, now we're starting businesses and we're starting to lead teams. That is starting to creep up into our mindsets of leadership and we're starting to fear it and we think that we're not worthy of it. We're not ready. We say, I'm just an introvert, so I'm not cut out to lead a team. So we put ourselves in these positions of trying to handle everything ourselves because we've labeled ourselves as not a leader. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step is just saying, you know what? I have leadership qualities within me. And it doesn't look like somebody else's leadership style. It looks like the strengths in me. Everybody has strengths. Everybody is a leader, but you're going to be a different kind of leader than somebody else. You are a different leader than I am because you have different strengths than me. And so that's the first step. Whenever I work with clients, they have just admitted to themselves that they literally can't keep going alone. They have to hire, but they are so afraid to give up control, to accept this leadership responsibility and challenge. And, you know, the financial part of it, being financially ready and having systems and having work to do, that's second tier. Mm-hmm. That is not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is getting our hearts ready and being ready to step up to the challenge. So that's the first thing. And once you admit and accept that you want this, then you can start vision casting. Okay, what does success look like for my business? And how does a team play into that? And then what I highly encourage all my clients, I walked them through this, is to craft your own promotion first. So when you bring on support, it's because you are going to be stepping into a more lucrative role in your business. And you need to determine on the outset, what do you need to spend more time in to make more money in your business? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, and at the beginning of the day, when you started your business, what has ever made money for you in your business? You doing whatever it is that you do to serve your clients.
Yeah.
And you need to be doing more of that. You need to be leading and speaking more from that place.
Yeah.
Whatever takes you away from that, that's what you hire support for. But first, you have to plan your own promotion. And then we start mapping out the team member that you're going to be hiring for and how to find them.
That's so great. I love that because it's more than just the, oh my gosh, I have a VA now. Like it's actually leading a team. And I love that you said, like, we tell ourselves those lies. And my biggest lie as I look towards the future is I'm non-confrontational. How can I lead a team?
Mm.
And it's not like I'm just going to be like leading with an iron fist. Like that's not who I am anyways, but it's like, oh, I don't want to hurt that person's feelings or anything like that. And one of the cool things in our household, we just created margin in our budget and we just hired a housekeeper that comes once or twice a month. It's amazing. It really is life changing. But I had to correct her on something and it was just like, hey, by the way, like this is how this works. And yeah. I literally, Kaylin, I'm not even kidding. I was like, it's fine. I'll just correct this quietly and I won't bring it up. And then I thought.
But see, it's a kindness to her.
Yes. And I literally thought if I'm going to have a team someday, I have to be able to correct people.
Yeah.
And I have to be able to tell them like, hey, this isn't how I do it. This is how I would do it. This is how I want it done. And it was seriously like, okay, hey, just so you know, like this actually, like this is the best way to do this. And she's like, oh, do you want me to help you fix that? I was like, nope, I've got it. I just want you to know that this is why it's like this. And she's like, okay, cool. Thank you so much. Like, I'll do
it. Yeah, see, she didn't think half as long about it as you did.
Right. And, but it, I told, and I like went to my husband, like, guess what? I just mistake. Like, it so empowered proud. Me. Yeah, it empowered yes. me. And I was like, and it's going to help us work together. Because in all reality, like, that's my first teammate now, is having this sweet yeah. lady come in and help me with my house. Like, that's part Absolutely. Of, like, I just built out my team because I can do more in my business now because I don't have to worry about the baseboards. Praise God.
That is huge. And I want to shift that mindset too, that hiring and bringing on support does not just look like hiring somebody as an employee. It can look like having, I don't know, somebody come watch your kids 2 days a week. Yes. They are under your umbrella. They are serving your family and they are an extension of your mission. Absolutely. So no matter if you're hiring somebody to clean your baseboards or if you're hiring somebody to be your VA or a project manager, you need to approach it with the same mindset and mentality and acceptance and excitement and joy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Just saying that, I was like, that was my first teammate. Like, that was my first, yeah. like, that was so cool. So I love that you helped me see that. And it was like, I'm non-confrontational. I don't want to do this. But it was also like, I really need this done well. And she wants to do it well. And if I don't tell her, it's going to make a bigger mess. You know, like, it was great. It was really good. And I was like,
and we also, so speaking into that, we have to look back and confront all the ways that we have seen leadership performed in the past. And a lot of our mindsets and obstacles and fears about leadership stem from negative things we've seen from leadership yeah. in the past as well. So we have to both confront those things and say, that doesn't have to be true about me. Yeah. That was not an example, a blanket example of leadership. I can be my own leader, and I'm going to look at the strengths in me and also analyze the strengths that you've seen in other leaders that you admire.
Yeah.
Start stalking them, digging into them, read all their books and figure out what is it about them that attracts you to them. And what does that say about the strengths in you? And how can you play that up?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so great because we're drawn to them for a reason.
Yeah.
So we're talking about change, and you love teaching people to lead from their strengths. How, like, where did this part come from with your business with you?
Oh, my goodness. So about three years ago, I took on my first leadership role. So I came onto this online marketing agency as a social media temp. I rose to content strategist. I was asked to become marketing director, which entailed a spot on the executive leadership team, in which I was attending meetings to help determine the trajectory of the company. My input was desired and needed and lent on. And I struggled for so freaking long, and I didn't tell anybody. I was overcome with anxiety. I was convinced I did not deserve a seat at this table. I was convinced with every team meeting I led that everybody was just constantly thinking that I wasn't supposed to be here, that I was saying the wrong thing. And I was so focused on the deservedness of that role and what other people thought of me. And I was so focused inward that it clouded my judgment. It gave me massive anxiety, and I almost hated my job for like 6 to 9 months. And I remember I was driving to my mom's house. She used to watch my daughter every Tuesday and Thursday for a little while so I could work. And I was approaching a big meeting with a client who was kind of a frustrating client. And so it was giving me extra anxiety. And I just felt, you know, I don't feel prepared for this. I'm not cut out for this. I don't know how long I can keep feeling this way. Because if this is work, and if this is life, I'm not enjoying it. Like, this is, I don't know how long I can keep carrying the weight of this anxiety. And I just realized, when was the last time that I can remember not feeling this way? And it took me a while to think back to when I was a kid, and that sounds so cheesy, but I thought back to the way that I played, and I used to like create these cities out of closets and draw neighborhoods in blank driveways. Create plays and screenplays and scripts. I would create something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, That is a strength. That is a gift. That is a way that I used to play as a child. And that is still in me. So how can I bring that into the work I do now so that I can always feel that way? And I started digging into it and digging into it. And I started realizing my strengths out of that. And I realized that I'm a strong vision caster. And I can see things where there is a blank space. I can see a new reality. And not only that, I'm very gifted in communicating it and helping other people see it through my words when they can't necessarily see what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And then I can help lead them in the interaction and the bringing forth of that reality. So once I highlighted those strengths, it was a complete 180. You can go ask the people that I worked with, and they would say that they saw me and felt me change. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about that huge evolution. But the key to it was what made it so amazing, finding my strengths and standing in them, was not because I could just wield my strengths. It was because in every situation where before I would try to be everything and be perfect and be everything to everyone and fail completely in all things, now, if there is a situation or a decision or a conversation, I know exactly in what capacity I can offer input, and I know where I can't. And where I can't provide input, I can bring in another team member. Mm-hmm. And that is so freeing because you don't have to be perfect anymore.
Right.
Man, I'm about to cry.
I love that. I love that because it's owning exactly who you were created to be and your strengths. And you're saying, like, I'm so good at this. I know that I am called to this spot, but I don't have everything. So I have to bring in somebody else. And that's community and that's partnership and that's leaning into our God-given talents and strengths.
Yes. And I can tell you, there is one woman who we developed a very deep and productive partnership because we were like the yin and yang of each other. She was the exact opposite of me, where I could see vision and communicate it. I could not manage a project to save my life. Mm-hmm. I cannot create the things that and line up the things that needed to happen in order to bring this vision to reality. But she, on the other hand, struggled with vision casting, but when there was a vision provided to her, she could make it come alive in the most streamlined and efficient and productive way possible. So once I was able to step into my strengths, we were both able to see this partnership that had laid dormant for so long. It was a lost opportunity for so many months. But once we started utilizing it, everything changed. It was amazing.
That's so cool. So you were able to lean into your strengths and lead with your strengths, and then she did the same thing. Hey, I just want to break in real quick to tell you about something I'm so excited about. If you like this podcast, which you do because you're listening to it, you are going to love what I have coming up for you next. Blake, tell them.
Heyo, we are starting a podcast together.
Yes, we're starting a podcast. It's called Room at the Table. We're going to be talking all about life, business, podcasting, everything that we do behind the scenes together. We're bringing into the light for you, and we are so excited about it. We are two friends who should be in competition, but instead we hold hands and walk through everything together. So join us at Room at the Table.
There's always room at the table for you.
Like and subscribe because it's live June 15th. We're so excited. Episode 1 will drop then. You are not going to want to miss this podcast. So what is your favorite thing? Like, how do you lead your people to that? Like, how do you draw that out of them?
Ooh, I think it's like exactly what you just said. Because I led from my strengths, that gave other people permission to do the same. And that's all leadership is you doing something and giving somebody else the permission and the knowledge and the know-how and the step-by-step how-to do the same. So in every situation, that's how I would lead. If there was a conversation and I would provide my insight. I would provide my excitement, my passion, my vision. I would know how I could interact and lead in that situation. But then it was my responsibility as a leader to go and request the support of other people and to task people with responsibility and bring them into the conversation too. That's what leadership is. Leadership is curating strengths and giving people the opportunity and the space to lead with their strengths. And if you cut them out of the conversation, they're not having that opportunity. So that's what I did. I just started a conversation and invited more people in to use their strengths.
I love that. How are you leaning into those strengths and leading with those strengths, like within your home, with the mothering and wifing and all of that?
That is a good question. So right now we're still in that journey, but I, you know, it'd be so interesting to have my husband here on the show right now.
Let him answer that one.
Yeah. I want to know what he would say. Because I would venture a guess that he would be able to tell a difference too. And I think what changed is that I don't have to do everything. I just don't have to do it. There's this perception because we made the choice. I was working full time at a marketing agency before any of this virtual stuff ever happened. And I was working full time there. And when we had our daughter, we just crunched the numbers and we made the decision for me to stay home. I got a job with this virtual marketing agency. I started my own business. And now I'm just running Joy to Lead. And there's this perception still in my heart that because I am at home, I still have to take care of everything. Mm-hmm. And it's mind-numbing how much that there is to do. But we have learned, for me, to set expectations and to communicate. That's one thing that I'm learning. And I know where my strengths are and where my husband's strengths are. And this is the toughest thing is leaning into his strengths too, because I'm also a control freak. So I'm learning to give up and have grace there too. And to invite him in on more things and to divvy up the responsibilities and just delegate within the household.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard. And it does get easier because I have bigger kids. So it does get easier when you're like, okay, just go do the dishes. And like, I can shut that down and be like, okay, I don't care how they're done as long as they're done. Like, that's what matters. But then when they were little, it was like, okay, let me just do this for you because it's just easier if I do. So it does get better, I will say. But it's hard to release that control because we are in home the jack of all trades. You know, there's stuff that like I just have to do because I'm the mom. And there's so many of those things because I'm the mom. So it's hard to balance that, and it's hard to like lean into like, okay, this is where I'm really good at. I'm really, and it's mostly just due to my attention span probably, but like, I'm really not good at putting clothes away, especially if there's like three loads of laundry. But I am good at starting a load of laundry every day. So I can start a load and my husband will come up behind me and he'll finish it off.
Oh, that's a really good process because you know what? We do the exact same thing, but not intentionally.
Yeah.
I will start a million loads and then he'll just get fed up with how long they sit in the corner.
Yeah.
And he'll just spend an evening putting them all away. So I wonder if we can take that and intentionally put some structure to it where we can make that system productive for us.
Yeah. And I can put a load away if it's one load. Like, it's fine if it's just one load. But if otherwise it's too big, it's like eating the elephant. It's too big. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's like, if you just did one load a day, you could, like, eat an elephant. So that's how I structure my life.
I'm taking notes.
Please. I love that, though. I love leaning into our strengths and leading out of the strengths. I think that that's so huge. And that's how I want to raise my kids. I want to raise my kids to say, like, you're so good at this thing. And if you lead well here and you take in other people and you bring on help, I don't want to raise my kids to think that they have to do it all, because it's wrong. It's not the right way. We were created for community. We were created to, you know, as iron sharpens iron and all of these things, like we're created for community. So I love that that's something that you really focus on, especially with entrepreneurs. I'm guessing you work with a lot of women, and
just teaching them, like, hey, don't worry about doing everything.
Yeah.
You'll burn out.
Yep.
What's something in your life that's changing or something that you want to change right now?
Well, we just moved from rural Kentucky to Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
So there's so many things changing, including, you know, in Kentucky, we had like the biggest exciting, most exciting thing that happened was our Kroger got renovated.
Oh.
But now, yeah, it was big time. But in Nashville, like, everything's happening. There's a new coffee shop every weekend on every corner. And there's a Target. Oh, my gosh. And a Whole Foods and a Trader Joe's.
So Nashville's a new thing, huh?
Oh, my goodness. We moved. So in Kentucky, I had my daughter in daycare. Two times a week, she went to a great Mother's Day Out program. When we moved, I started calling around, and oh my gosh, wait lists. Okay, I literally got on a wait list to get on another wait list.
Oh, man.
That is how crazy this is. So when you talk about change, I'm going from starting a business, having, in August, my parents were here, so I would have childcare like almost every day. And then my parents moved off, so I went down to two times a week. And now we're moving into Nashville. Everything's different. We're in a completely new city, and I don't have childcare at all.
Yeah.
I will say that the YMCA.
I was going to say the YMCA is a good one. Yep.
So I, to maximize my time, I get up early, I go to the gym, I come back, grab Millie, and then we go to the YMCA, and because they only watch her for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to maximize that time. So I'll work out first before my husband leaves, then I'll come grab her.
That's
they can
awesome.
Watch her for 2 hours.
And you don't even have to be working out. You can just like sit and work.
Yeah. Oh, they have a Chick-fil-A in there. Like,
oh.
Nashville is just blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Nashville people are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
they have a Chick-fil-A in there, a Starbucks, and there's a lobby. Oh, my gosh. This YMCA has a movie theater, like a legit movie theater, but instead of seats, like, they have stadium seating, but there's, like, treadmills. And, oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
That sounds awesome.
Anyway.
I love that. I'm like, I want to go check that out. That sounds like so much fun. This has been such a great conversation. And I really like it. We could probably go on and on just about life. I'm like, man, we're friends now. So now here's the questions I ask, because if we are friends, I should know these things. Who or what is your guilty pleasure social media follow?
So I thought about this. I don't have a guilty pleasure, but I do have something that people would not guess.
Okay.
I am big into weightlifting, and so I follow a lot of bodybuilders on Instagram.
I love that.
I especially like to follow Meg Squats.
Okay.
I just got her weightlifting program, so I'm about a week and a half in to that.
That's awesome. What kind of, like Olympic lifting? So, like, is that what you said? Do you like to do Olympic lifting or bodybuilding?
Bodybuilding.
Yes. So, like, you're doing, like, sumo squat, like, pulls.
Yeah, and squats and deadlifts, that kind of thing.
That's awesome. We CrossFit, so I used to be on, like, the CrossFit side. Like, all the women CrossFitters I love to follow.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not working out as much. I'm going to unfollow them. Otherwise, I just feel bad. What's your coffee order when you go sit at Starbucks at the YMCA? What do you order?
It's different every time. I've been doing keto for a little while, so I really love Breve lattes, which if you're watching your calories, don't get one of these suckers. But if I'm not getting that, I just get an iced coffee.
Nice.
Just plain
good.
Jane with some cream in it.
I like that. What's one of your biggest pet peeves?
People who are negative. And it's not really a pet peeve. It does get under my skin, but just makes me sad more than anything.
Yeah.
I always confront with like more positivity, but if there's like a project or something, I don't even know. I've worked with some of these kind of people before, and they're always coming up with just negative things, reasons it can't be done. and reasons just for failing and all this stuff. And it just really makes me sad and brings me down. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I agree. And there's the people who's like, well, why don't you try this? Like, nah, no. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you don't even try. I tried for a while, and it just made me more depressed.
Yeah, yeah. What's something you've read, watched, or heard lately that you're obsessed with?
I just binged all the Louise Penny novels. So she's a mystery writer. I love... I got started in reading by reading Agatha Christie. She's like the mother of all mystery. Yep. And once I read all of her books, I was like, I just typed into Google.
Yeah.
Authors, if you like Agatha Christie, and Louise Penny came up. I read a few of her first books and just fell in love. And in the past like 2 weeks, I think I binge listened to like 7 or 8 of her novels. They're just so good.
Oh, that's fun.
But I just finished the last one that she wrote. So I don't know what I'm going to do with my life anymore.
Yeah, that's the worst. I hate finishing a good series. Have you watched the movie Knives Out?
No. Oh, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I've been meaning to go watch it.
You should watch it. It's really good. And I'm not like a, like, I'm not that kind of genre. Like, I like it, but it's not one of my, like, favorite things. But it makes you, like, it makes me want to just binge some books like that.
Oh, they're so good. They help my brain turn off, but also they're puzzles, too. So they're kind of, like, active, I don't know, brain puzzles.
I love that. That's so great. Kaylin, this was such a great conversation. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I just like can't get over the leading from your strengths and like leaning into those things. Like it's going to change the way I do my own personal business.
It's revolutionary. It'll change your life.
That's awesome. I love that. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
How are you needing to change the way you lead today? Maybe you need to set up a Sunday night family meeting to discuss the week's events and plans. Maybe it's getting an online calendar for everyone that syncs up. What are your strengths? Are you questioning the fact that you might not even have any? Ask your friends. Pay attention to what people come to you for. Once you recognize what those strengths are, don't be afraid to own it. Work from that place. Be brave and work and lead from the gifts that God has given you.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come check me out. I'm at Jeanette Tapley on Instagram and at The Jeanette Tapley on Facebook. Everything you need to know about today's episode will be in the show notes at itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait for next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friends!